Blog Talk Radio.
Set aside, at least one day a month
just to do that, just a fellowship, you know. It doesn't have to be about a lesson or precept or anything like that. Just we are geographically separated, and sometimes you just need to sit down and talk with people and, you know, have conversation. We are still in the Elohim of the Blood Covenant, and we are coming up on about 360-some-odd laws that we have already covered so far out of 613. So we want to continue in this vein, and we want to finish, you know, this review. We probably have to go through Deuteronomy, but we're not going to skip any chapters. So you will get a real good review, actually, of Torah, everything except for Genesis. It'll be a real good review of Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the one that Moses wrote. And then, you know, that is the covenant. And then we will meditate on those things for a couple of weeks, making sure that we document, you know, what we cannot do, such as, you know, we don't have the temple, we don't make sacrifices and things like that, but the vast majority of everything else wasn't taken away. And that's what I find both fascinating and disconcerting, because I'm not really sure of any one group who has put a list together like that. Okay, we tend to generalize. If you ask specifically, you know, what things are included in the new covenant, you don't tend to get any specific answers. It seems to be very generalized. And so when things are generalized, then it's hard for accountability. It's hard to say what you're supposed to be doing, what you're not supposed to be doing. And people tend to use it to their advantage, one way or the other, whether it is against someone or, you know, trying to enforce something that the person doesn't know or something like that. But we want to make sure we're doing it so that we understand what the requirement is from our Elohim, our God, what he requires of us, and that we don't, you know, come up short, fall short in these areas concerning this. So we want to understand what comes forward. We are going to be in the book of Numbers. We did chapters 1, 2, and 3 last time. Excuse me. So we will be working starting in chapter 4 today. And as I said, there are some things within these chapters, 1 through 5 or 1 through 4, that don't necessarily fall into the law, but they have good information in them, and they have the Most High's thoughts on different age limits. Like we understood, you know, we learned that men were supposed to be 20 years old and older to go to war. But we're going to also find that they're supposed to be 30 years old and 50 years old to do certain services in the tabernacle, in the ministry. So we want to look at these things because they are in the book, and we want to be mindful of them so that we are operating in accordance with the word of the Most High. Now, one of the discussions that we had last night was, why was it so hard for a lot of people to either understand or even get a lot of the things that are written? And, you know, Messiah said it best of all, that it wasn't given to them to understand it. It wasn't given to them to get it, whether it's read or it's spoken. So in the New Testament, you know, he speaks, says, I speak to them in parables. And a vast majority of the New Testament is written that way. Not just, you know, what Messiah said, but even when it comes to understanding certain doctrine. And so if the Most High doesn't give it to you, you can't understand it. He says it wasn't given to them. Who gave it to them? He did. And he's the one that has to give you understanding. In the scriptures, concerning his will, concerning his ways. And so we have to have a desire to hear his word. We have to have a desire to obey. And so, and then, you know, the test in the Old Testament, you know, when if we read it, he put a test in the Old Testament in Torah for Israel. And that test was, let me leave some people in the land. And number one, I'm going to use them to teach you war. Because, you know, I've been fighting your battles for you. When you came out of Egypt, you didn't fight. I went through and killed the firstborn in Egypt. And I split the Red Sea, and I hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would pursue you. And when he pursued you into the Red Sea, then I drowned all of his army. So you don't know how to fight. So I'm going to tell you to leave some people in the land so that you can learn war, but also to test you to see if you will follow my commandments, if you will obey my statutes, if you will run after other Elohims. I told you don't mix with the people in the land. Let me see what you're going to do. This was the test. You put a test in the New Testament as well. Okay, and I'm a firm believer that the law of liberty in the New Testament is a test. And so in light of that test, it'll tell you that you have the liberty to do some things. The liberty is for you to make your own choice. Now, if your choice, I think the Most High wants to know, if your choice is going to be to follow his commandment, or if your choice is going to be to take the liberty to do what you think is right. So if he gives you, if he tells you that you have liberty, once you are saved, once you have been filled with the Ruach, then you have a choice. Before, you didn't really have a choice to sin. But now you have a choice to choose. What? Hold on, we're going to have to call back in because evidently I only scheduled this for 15 minutes. Give me 2 minutes to reschedule this, or let's call back in 15 minutes. Let's call back in 15 minutes. I guess only quick 15 minutes on it. Yeah. So let's call back in 15 minutes. I apologize. I misscheduled this. Okay, my apologies. Call back in 15 minutes. You got to schedule it at the half hour. All right, thank you.